In Sudbury.com, S. ongoing efforts to ensure you have all the information you need to make informed voting decisions in the October 24 municipal election, we have reached out to candidates for ward councillor and each of them to provide responses to a short questionnaire. Besides a photograph, we requested a response from each candidate, limited to 200 words each, under each of the following three categories. Tell me a bit about yourself. Why are you seeking election? What are your key platform points? In the interest of fairness, candidates' responses have been provided in full, with only minor corrections made for clarity and grammar. In the event a candidate went over the 200-word limit per category, their response was cut off to the end of the nearest sentence. In cases where candidates did not separate their response by the three topics, they were cut off at the 600-word mark to the nearest sentence. The photographs provided have been included in this coverage, cropped to adhere to Sudbury.com's sizing requirements. Candidates were sent the inquiry on October 4, at which time a deadline of October 9 was announced. A follow-up email to those candidates who did not respond was issued on October 11 with a noon deadline the following day. Election day is October 24, which will be preceded by 2 weeks of online voting and advance paper ballot opportunities. For a rundown of voting locations, click here. Two candidates are challenging incumbent Fern Cormier, including Jolene Felsberg-Linton and Michael Sanders. Ward 10 includes the city's downtown. It stretches south to encompass Nefewin Lake and the western half of Ramsey Lake southeast to Lake Laurentian. It has a total area of 21.4 kilometers and a population of approximately 15,172 people. To find out whether you live in Ward 10, click here. The following is what came in for Ward 10. Fern Cormier, tell me a bit about yourself. I am a lifelong resident of Greater Sudbury and have lived in Ward 10 for 21 years. I have owned and operated several small businesses and am currently self-employed as a realtor. Prior to being elected to council, I served as a volunteer with several organizations and served as chair of the Greater Sudbury Library Board, chair of the Museum Advisory Board, a founding member of the Sudbury District Archives Interest Group and on the board of directors for RESO Access Network, to name a few. Visit votefrancormier.ca to learn more. Why are you seeking election? I have had the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people in our city over the years. Whether it was helping with city issues, advancing causes together, or having great discussions about the issues of the day, nothing has been as rewarding for me than getting to know the residents I serve. Being a member of council has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life, and having the opportunity to serve the citizens of Ward 10 is a privilege and something that I do not take for granted. I truly believe in our community, and there is no better reward for me than being able to contribute to the betterment of it. What are your key platform points? We have work to do on managing our infrastructure. Significant investments have been made in this regard, but of course more needs to be done. Fully implementing our asset management plans and exploring new, more efficient, technologies is something we must continue to do. Our infrastructure program should include the implementation of the complete streets policy and active transportation elements into all major capital road projects. I remain committed to protecting the Laurentian trails and green space, and I will do everything I can to ensure that this community asset remains in public hands. Affordable living and housing needs continue to be top of mind for many of our citizens. While large investments have been made and projects approved to assist in this regard, it is an issue that will require continued attention from those at the local level. Continued partnerships and ongoing collaboration with senior levels of government will also need to be maintained in order to continue expanding the availability of affordable living options. While not only specific to Ward 10, the health of Lake Ramsey, the source of drinking water for approximately 40,000 people, remains a top concern. Implementing the recommendations from the Ramsey Lake Subwatershed Study will be an imperative part of protecting this vital resource. Jolene Felsberg-Linton, tell me a bit about yourself. Ward 10 is where I live and work, and where I love raising my family, spending time with friends, and staying active. I believe in supporting local events and businesses. I have worked in healthcare for over 15 years in the community. During that time, I have kept learning by completing ongoing education with a degree in Indigenous social work at Laurentian University. Healthcare teaches a lot about leadership, endurance, problem-solving, and recognizing how important integrity is when you've been entrusted to care for others' well-being. I have witnessed a tremendous amount of sacrifice and courage. Hopeful that our community is coming out of a difficult time, I feel emboldened to run for council to be a part of problem solving around the challenging and divisive issues facing municipalities post-pandemic. I feel confident that I am not only qualified but a strong candidate for leadership on Sudbury's next city council. Why are you seeking election? I have always recognized the value of being involved in one's community. Being connected with your neighbors and one's neighborhood has a positive impact on our well-being. I want to give a shout-out to the amazing neighbors I have had over the years living in Sudbury. It is so important for a city councilor to know how to bring people together to solve challenging issues and focus on what we can accomplish. My interest in municipal government has been percolating for years, and this election I recognized that the timing was right to research the process and put my name into the race. Being on a city council is ultimately about building a stronger and healthier community. I really like the quote I have on my website. Hope is born of participation in hopeful solutions. Marianne Williamson, what are your key platform points? Working for an accessible and livable community, transparent and courageous leadership, supporting innovative and modern approaches to improve infrastructure, advocating for research-based solutions to bring hope for those struggling with mental health, addictions and homelessness. Michael Sanders, tell me a bit about yourself. My name is Michael Sanders and I want to be your city councilor for Ward 10. I was born and raised in Sudbury. I live, work and own property in Ward 10. I've studied at both Acadia University and Laurentian, earning 2 undergraduate degrees. I've run businesses for the last decade or so, the most recognizable of which is Aaron Taxi. Doing what I do, I get to support a lot of community services and events. I also get to talk to a lot of Sudburians. Why are you seeking election? Because in speaking to all those Sudburians, I've realized no one is satisfied with the trajectory of our community and they're tired of a council constantly embroiled in scandal. Because living in Ward 10, I'm tired of the excuses, delays and bureaucracy that affect housing, businesses and development in our area and throughout the city. And because I've studied at LU, even had my MA program shuttered without refund or alternative, I'm concerned that this cornerstone of our community and its associated properties will not be protected. What are your key platform points? Sudbury.com claims that we're in the middle of the road in terms of our tax rates compared to cities with comparable service levels. It's simply not true. Across most tax categories, we're higher than average, and I think most Sudburians would agree we aren't getting a comparable, nor adequate for that matter, service level. We need to focus on getting more value for every dollar and incentivize economic activity to lighten the levy. Prioritize housing. Rents are high and property values are accelerating. We need more supply of well-built homes and apartments. There shouldn't be a minute wasted in approving sensible developments in already developed areas of our community. Council could expedite projects and cut costs of builds by selectively limiting the regulations home builders face. We should be prioritizing development that accesses current civic infrastructure. Infill development raises revenues and cuts costs, helping us keep property taxes contained. Downtown renewal. From the old hospital, to the Lido to the arena, we need a coordinated plan to rehabilitate a dilapidated core. That begins with better coordination of social services, so we're spending money meant to help people wisely instead of squandering it on wasted efforts. And then when the people who live, work, visit downtown regain confidence in our core, we can talk about an arena.